Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey. Good morning. And listen to our theme song. We'll be right back at you.
Telling me that I can be more and more of who I am. It's the power that says I can. Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me. To wake up to what I want to be. It's my time to claim my destiny.
Up and let the world know who I am. Hey, we got a great show for you this morning, and our theme this morning on the home-based business, your breakfast home-based business show, is we want to be able to address the issue of single moms that are looking for an opportunity to be able to work from home and how to take advantage of that. And we have a special guest that going to bring up in a few seconds here, but that's what our theme is this morning. You know, with the economy going the way it is and downsizing and all kind of other things that are happening, you know, people are suggesting that, you know, that this is a great time to be pursuing a home-based business. And we know that there's a lot of single moms out there who, you know, really want to be able to spend more time with their children. And you know, all the issues that single moms have to deal with, but finding the right opportunity, the right niche. And so, you know, like I said, we have a special guest I'm going to bring on. And, you know, hopefully they're going to be able to share some information for the single moms out there. And those that are listening that's not a single mom, hey, you know, you can take advantage of this too. But, you know, we want you to be able to spread that information and spread the good news to all of those out there that are looking to prosper. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Our guest that we're bringing up, Dr. Cheryl Batiste, who is a dentist. She's also a single mom. Cares a lot about people, really likes to make sure that people have a nice smile on their face and helps people with their dental problems and stuff in terms of fixing this. My grandmother used to say fixing their teeth. But she also really cares about people in terms of making sure to try to help people find ways to save on their taxes and, you know, and just sharing. She's always constantly sharing. And I try to find where she finds time to do all the things that she does. And then at times, you know, you know, we get communication from her, and she's down in Jamaica, she's up in Canada, and just all over the place, you know. And but you know, I'm happy to be a part of a business network. We're working with her, and we've gotten to know her, and you know, we're just really thankful for all that she does to help those of us that are part of her team to get good information and know how to take advantage of this opportunity. And let me bring on the line our special guest this morning, Dr. Cheryl Baptiste. Dr. Cheryl, are you there?
I am here. Thank you. I'm so excited. I love listening to your show. I love listening to you. You make things so understandable. You break it down so there's no mystery in what people are listening to when they hear you, but they get the whole message. So thank you. I'm honored to be on your show.
Hey, we're glad to have you here this morning. And, you know, before we go into the business opportunity that's available out here for single moms, could you just share some of the issues that, you know, the single moms are faced with, especially since you're a single mom, and then sort of walk us through how, you know, based on those issues, how you chose to get involved with what you're doing in you know, with your home-based business?
Oh, yes. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. My father's from the West Indies, a little island called Grenada, and he's the only one of his siblings who actually came to the United States. So all my first cousins were born in other countries. And when you grow up in a little island like that, the family stay at home until it's time to get married. And, you know, that's when they actually leave home. Or they leave home when it's time to go to school or to go to college, because at that time there weren't colleges there on the little island. So you went to Canada or to the U.S. or to England to continue education. And most people left, and then they make money, they go back and build a house. And what people don't realize in this country is they don't have mortgages in other countries. We're the country that originated the idea that you borrow money to pay for a house. Other places, you just have to have the money and you build your home. So there, you know, you have to go leave, make some money, and then go back with that chunk of money and build your home there. And my mother was born in New York, but grew up in Washington, D.C. And with that, she was an educator. And what do educators talk about? You know, a good job and retire on your retirement pay, which doesn't happen these days, because now you might be 80 by the time you can actually retire. And if you don't have a plan together, what kind of retirement do you actually have? What have you planned to do? So with that, those two different backgrounds there, I come along here in Washington, D.C. I was married at one point, but I got separated when my son was 1 month old, and I was older when I got married. And my son came about. I was working. I had no choice but to keep on going. My mother had passed away, so I didn't have somebody as a built-in babysitter to help me or to bounce things off of. So I just kind of had to learn, make mistakes, and tell God, I've learned from that mistake. Don't let me have to keep learning this one over and over again. And fortunately, I kept in touch with all my childhood friends since I grew up in Washington. I'm still here in Washington. And I have a girlfriend who I've known since I was 6 years old. Her name is Gwen Dunmore Alexander. She's actually my OBGYN also, but she's going to introduce me to this. But at the time, I didn't think I had time. When she first started calling me, I make up excuses because I knew she was in a travel business. And my thoughts were, well, I can't travel because I don't have the money, don't have the time. There's no sense in me even wanting to travel. If I can't do it, why want to do it? So I blew her off for a long, 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 long time. And finally, I had to go to a wedding. I had two cousins who both live in Washington, D.C., and they were both getting married in Florida on the same weekend, one on a Friday, one on a Saturday. So I had to go down to Florida anyway. So I told her the next time she was having something in her house, I would come over so I could go ahead and make my reservations for the airfare, hotel, and my car rental. And that's when she exposed me to this opportunity. And I don't know how many other people were exposed who saw it right away or had to actually have time and have it grow onto them or have more things explained to them. But I felt it right away, immediately. And as with a lot of things that they say us women do, you know, when we have that intuition, we go with our feeling, we go with our gut. My gut was right, and I'm so happy and thankful and blessed that it was. So that's how I was introduced to this home-based business. I wasn't looking for a home-based business. As you know, I have a dental practice, single parent. And when you talk about time, I hear friends who have a spouse, and when that spouse goes out of town, they're crying the blues and complaining, you know, well, such my husband's not here, he's gone out of town, and you know how hard that is. And I'm like, that's my life every day. I don't have somebody else who's sharing any of the duties or sharing any of the income that comes in. You know, I don't have that person with me. So there is a difference when you are a single parent.
Okay. Because, you know, there's, from doing some of the other work that me and my wife do, working with families, you know, that, you know, the biggest issue that a lot of single moms be going through is balancing, work, time with their child, and then having money to pay for child care, because, you know, it's sort of like, you know, well, they got to go. They don't have another income that they can rely on. And so, you know, they have to be able to make enough to take care of, you know, their family situation, and then at the same time finding quality child care so that the child doesn't get lost in the mix and in the shuffle. And so, you know, a home-based business, can really sort of help, you know, cut some ways through how to, you know, to balance those things out. So with this particular home-based business, describe what is a typical day like for a person as far as taking advantage of this opportunity? We say home-based business. You know, what is it that they're able to do from their home?
Well, with my company, they are continually finding new ways to streamline and bring us into this age with the technology that's available and introducing us to this new technology. So they have, since I've been in the company since 2006, a lot of things have happened, and we just had a huge meeting with our top income earners and directors in our company all day Monday and half the day on Tuesday, and a lot of new things are coming out. So a lot of my time will be freed up more, and it's going to be more effective. When you're looking at showing people what our business is like, we have a website. The website is similar to what you've seen if you've gone on Expedia or Travelocity. And when you go on those other sites, you've not had a tutorial. No one sat there and told you or shown you how to navigate those other sites, but people still go on them anyway. And every bit of travel that is ever booked on this continent, there is a commission that's linked to it. Somebody somewhere is getting a commission. So if it's Expedia that you're using, you're doing all the work of a travel agent yourself, and Expedia is earning that commission, and they're spending those dollars back advertising or whatever areas of the planet on the expenses that they feel fit. When you are the person who's earning that commission, that means those dollars can go to where you see fit. So with our company, they've streamlined things. So if you're just talking to two people a day, which if you own a business, talking to two people a day should be a commitment. But the people who are earning the most talk to a minimum of two people a day. I try to talk to people a day, but that's not necessary. I'm just one of those super achievers. But talking to two people a day to introduce them to what we have, the product we have is much better than what you see on Expedia and Travelocity, even though we are partnered with Travelocity. But we offer additional things like apparel, like you can go get your resort wear or shoes. We have cars, purchasing a new or used vehicle. When you're doing that, you're getting a $300 commission, which is way greater than what a car salesman earns. And a car salesman could take 10 people out for a test drive on the day, still have to come back and hack with the manager about price and about interest and your financing, and they still earn $300. All we're doing is showing someone how they can get to our website, where they need to click to get the cars, and they can purchase a new or a used vehicle that's $300 to $500 below invoice, the dealer's invoice, and there was no haggling. So I'm earning income greater than a car salesperson, but without all the time and haggling and expense and the reputation that some used car dealers do have these days. So we have a lot more than just travel. So we are actually offering a service. So I am benefiting someone who's going to be looking for the services we provide anyway by showing them what we have, how to get there, and that they're going to get a better price for it. And anybody who would like to come into a home-based business, they have the opportunity of earning the commission on what they're already doing or what their friends and family are already doing, and we're offering it at a better price. So we're not purchasing something and then marking up the price to sell it to somebody else. We already have the best price. And all you're doing is doing someone a favor of showing them how they can travel smarter and they can navigate, so less frustration for things that they're going to do anyway. Even my son's school, this year they have given up selling the wrapping paper. And I don't know if you can say the brand names, but there's a certain company that most schools in my area use selling candles and wrapping paper, other types of gifts. And, you know, when that time of year comes around, everybody's dreading it because, you know, all your coworkers and people that you know in your family are going to come around trying to sell something. You just sold something from your child's school last year, so you know you have to reciprocate. So you have to go ahead and, you know, make these little purchases. Well, we gave that up this year at my son's school. Instead, they got their own travel website.
Oh, right.
That means, that's right. So that means the parents, the alumni, the faculty, all the people who support the school anyway, even the businesses in our area, we're now marketing to everyone to let them know to make the purchases you're going to make anyway. We're not asking you to go out of your way to do anything additional. It's just the purchases that you would be making anyway. Now make those purchases through the school's website to fit the school so those commission dollars can now go and help the students, help the faculty, help whatever building plans, help with paying additional salaries so we can have additional staff in the school. So all the different, my son goes to public school, so not even a private school, but the parents in the public school that we have are very, very involved in the school. So when we didn't have nurse coverage for 5 days a week full time, these fundraising events paid the salary for that person. When they took art out of our school, these fundraisers paid the salary for an art teacher. When they were taking the phys ed out, so it wasn't a five-day program any longer, this program's paying for the salary of a phys ed teacher. So the things that the government felt that they did not want to pay for the school any longer are now paid for by funds coming through the travel website that would not have been paid for otherwise. And, you know, we did not raise the type of money that we can raise through this travel website just by asking for donations or things or bazaars or auctions or whatnot. Those items, they took a lot of feed money, a lot of hours from parents. Now we're just at 2 o'clock in the morning, someone who was going to go ahead and book something or purchase some flowers and have flowers delivered, whether it was for a birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, even Thanksgiving, any holiday. Sometimes businesses send out fruit baskets during the holidays or whatnot. All we've done is ask all the supporters to make those purchases through our school website, and that is something that has enhanced the lives of children, people who might hit somebody on the head in the future because they weren't busy. Now they're able to be kept busy and freed up our time to focus on other areas on our lives and helping our children.
So all of this is done through the Internet?
All through the Internet.
I mean, wow. I mean, this is, you know, this is really, you know, as you're sharing that, I mean, you know, having a nonprofit organization and have done those fish fries and those raffles and those car washes and all of those labor-intensive things where you raise $200 after a long weekend, and you're basically saying, you know, that people can help their favorite, you know, their favorite charity or their nonprofit or an institution that they're a part of to have you know, a presence on the Internet that can raise the type of money that they need to help them with their institutional development.
You're exactly right. Exactly right. So it helped our personal life. It helped the recreational life, the students' life. Also, when you go back to the taxes, as you mentioned, all people who have come on board in our company, we've been showing them, training them, working with our personal financial planner and our CPAs, our attorneys, to help them with issues. A lot of people have challenges that they're afraid to talk to other people about. You just don't even know what it is that they're facing. All they had to do was open their mouth, and we're showing them how if they thought they owed taxes before, now because they have a home-based business, the tax that they thought they owed before, they don't, because now they're earning more income. If they have a W-2 wage-earning job, that means at the end of the year they're getting a W-2. They can go into their employer today with their W-4, which shows the employer how much to take out of withholding taxes from their paycheck. So instead of taking out the chunk that they were taking out before, they're taking out less. So the person's coming home with more money. They can pay off bills. They're getting refunds that they would not otherwise be eligible for. The average refund that people are experiencing that they shared with me on our team has been $11,000 in addition to whatever it is that they would have normally gotten as a tax write-off, just as a direct result of being involved with our business. Now, some people say that's not a lot. Mm-hmm.
No, so you're saying a person comes in this business and
right.
Normally based on, you know, just on the average, and what you're saying is that some people have experienced an $11,000 increase in tax return.
That's the average, exactly. I mean, the high, if you look at it, someone told me she got $26,000 as a refund. Their refund check was $26,000 as a direct result of being involved with our company that they would not have gotten if they were not involved with our company. And the low on that was someone who came involved with our business on December 23rd of 2007, end of the year, not even a whole month. He got $4,000 back as a direct result, as a tax refund check. So even at the end of the year, that was a nice little surprise to receive that he would not have received otherwise. And then everybody else is in the middle of that. So $11,000 has been the range of what most people have told me that they have gotten back as a tax refund check as a direct result of being involved with our business. And that's a legitimate amount. That's even after having changed the W-4 at work. So it's not because you change the W-4 that you will not get a refund. Contrary, you get that refund even though you have changed your W-4 and you've been able to get more of your income, save that money, or pay off bills, because now these interest rates are really killing people. You really want to write off as much as you can on your taxes and pay off as much as you can of all your debt. You might not be able to pay off all your house note in 1 year, but you can get rid of all your car debt in 1 year, or any other loans that you might have. You know, imagine not having your car note any longer. You know, I know they say as soon as you finish paying off your car note, that's when the car starts breaking down. But imagine just not having that note any longer, not having any credit card bills any longer, being able to pay your utilities, pay a little extra on your utilities so that, you know, it's not such a month. You have a plan, a budget as to how much you're going to spend in the year for. Or just investing in your mind, being able to use a little bit of that income if you wanted to purchase some books or educational systems that will help you expand your mind, your thoughts, your thinking, changing your habits. All that can make a significant difference in all the future years that you have to come. And one other thing that our company provides us with is insurance. So people whose jobs have not allowed them to have insurance, or they decide to come into a home-based business full-time, and they don't want to forego with benefits, our company does provide health care. So you can use your vision, your dental, your prescription card, covering yourself and your family, not just for yourself but your family also. And if you decide to do this business full-time and move up to our levels of sales directors, the company will pay 100% of your Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO premium every month for the rest of your life. So it's not just for this month, that's for the rest of your life. So that's significant. What other company have you heard of that pay, other than maybe the senators and the president get that, but for life you're going to have your major medical PPO, Blue Cross Blue Shield, that's recognized across the country as major medical insurance covering you. And it does not matter what your current health status is. That means that no matter, you can have diabetes, you could have had a stroke, you could have had a triple bypass, you could have any illness, any condition, no questions asked, nobody is turned away. I mean, that's phenomenal.
That is awesome. You know, we got like 5 minutes left, and I'd like you to also share, you know, some of the other perks. You know, because I, as I mentioned earlier, you know, you get around a lot. So, you know, besides, you know, the money-making aspect, the insurance aspect, What has it been like for you to, as traveling as an insider since you're involved in this industry now? Some of the places you've been, and you know, what did it cost you, and that you've actually made tremendous amount of savings on your some of your own personal travel.
Well, the first thing I saved on was my first trip that I took when I first came on board in this company. So in the first month I had the business, it paid for itself when I took that trip to Florida. Because traveling as an insider, you can travel wholesale now rather than retail, which why would you want to travel retail? And you're writing 100% of that trip off on your taxes, because as travel professionals, IRS has it written down in black and white that we can write off 100% of our personal travel and 100% of our personal entertainment. So when I went to that wedding, I got on an airplane and I showed my credentials that I received from our company. When I received those credentials, it allowed me to travel first class without paying a first class ticket. I traveled first class on an economy coach ticket. That's how much I paid for it. As well as the hotel, I did not pay the usual customary rate. I paid the travel agent rate, because all hotels have a certain number of rooms that they set aside at a travel agent rate. So instead of paying the regular AAA rate or whatever other discount I could have gotten, I got the travel agent rate, which was much, much less. But when I got to my room, it was a fabulous suite with a fruit basket with my name on it and a personally addressed card, you know, it was signed in pen. It wasn't a computerized note. Welcome me to the establishment, hoping that I come back and that I will make more referrals to them. So I had the suite, paid a sweeter price than someone else would have paid. And when I got my rental car, I got the travel agent rate and a free upgrade. So, you know, you get to travel like a queen or a king, but you're not paying the prices. It's not a ransom. It's an excellent price, and write that all off on your taxes. So my first trip, you know, more than paid for my investment in coming into this business. With our business, we also have plenty of education that's virtually sitting there. So no matter where you are, as long as you can log into a computer, you can go into your back office area, which is a virtual secretary. You can track all the commissions that you've earned from the travel that's been booked on your site. Once you've taken some training, you get 70% of the commissions that come through your website. Someone's going to get that commission anyway. Might as well be you, because you are going to pay that commission. Your friends and family are going to pay somebody a commission. Might as well be you. So when you get that 70% commission, you're earning money back that you can invest into your business, into yourself, or paying off your bills that way. And also you get different designations. So you have different levels of training, which allow you to get more and more discounts. So you earn higher commissions and get to pay deeper, you get deeper discounts.
All right.
So
we got 2 minutes left. I have one of our callers on the line who normally listens in to us on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Ruth from Dallas. And Ruth, do you have a question for Dr. Cheryl while you are tuning in this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Cheryl. I'm really thankful. Thank you for being here, and I'm really enjoying your energy and your enthusiasm for network marketing. Thank you so much. What is the main thing you would recommend for a person that – I work full-time at the post office, first of all, and I'm getting ready to retire. What would you recommend a person do that has limited time to get started in the business?
I would say don't hesitate. Go ahead now. Don't wait until you are retiring, because, you know, there are all kinds of perks and benefits that come on board, and some people get grandfathered in if they come on board at the right time. I would say spend an hour a day on your new business, but don't wait, because you're wasting time. We do not get time back. You can always make more money in the future, but you don't get the time back. And there's certain perks that you get when you act quickly, immediately, and that you're consistent, that you stay with that program. Our program, I don't know if you've looked at other programs, our program has an outline and new DVDs coming out, which you don't even have to know the information. All you have to know is how to press play or point your finger and tell people where to go to listen and look at the presentation that has already been designed by people who have already been in this industry. They've gone through all the different challenges by corporate people, by insurance companies, by state general attorney. All the different challenges that could have been faced have already been faced, and they have come through with flying colors. all you have to do
we have
is be
20
coachable.
Seconds. We have 20 seconds left. And, you know, hey, Dr. Shaw, I want to thank you for being on with us this morning. And, you know, this has been a great show, and we probably need to do a follow-up. Ruth, I have your number, and I'll give you a call to do a follow-up with you. There's a meeting in Duncanville, Texas tonight. And this has been great. We're not streaming at this point, but we're still recording. And, again, I just want to thank you for being on, Cheryl, and closing comments.
Oh, I just can't wait to come back on board. Remember, good things should come to those who wait, but only what's left over from those who hustle. So make sure you are one of the hustlers. Get in position now. Don't wait.
All right. Any closing comments, Ruth?
Do it now. I'm in agreement, Cheryl. Now
okay.
You have to take action.
All right. I want to thank both of you ladies. And for those that's out there that listened in this morning, hey, you know, get involved. Go to the site. You can go to the website that's listed for the for this program, and you can pull up our presentation and learn more about our company. And I want to thank my guests this morning for being on. And this is Baba Jahi with your home-based business breakfast show. And until next time, God bless everyone that's been listening. Peace and blessings.
Good night.